Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Deion James. Batting third. The DH, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parker strikes out. There goes Lansford. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Canseco. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. James hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gallego hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Firmin hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gallego fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James strikes out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive towards short. Firmin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Allenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder throws the ball into Brown, who tags Gallego trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fermin hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. O'Brien moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. O'Brien moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Allenson hits a line drive towards center. Henderson catches it and throws to home to double up O'Brien. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. The ball gets by Allenson. He chases the ball to the backstop. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Allred pinch hits for Felix Furman. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allred strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. James hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Aguayo now playing shortstop. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Scott Hammond pinch runs for Dave Parker. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aguayo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Aguayo. Hammond moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Gallego reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Olin now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallego strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Allinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder strikes out. One out. Dave Clark pinch hits for Andy Allinson. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Aguayo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joel Skinner now catching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Canseco strikes out. One out. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Scott Hammond. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phelps takes first base on ball 4. Lance Blankenship pinch runs for Ken Phelps. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-4 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blankenship moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blankenship scores. McGuire moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Walt Weiss pinch runs for Mark McGuire. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-4 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gallego is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aguayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carney Lansford now playing first base. Walt Weiss now playing shortstop. Tony Phillips now playing third base. Mike Gallego now playing second BA. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 3-2. James is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. James hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.